Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner through sexuality, specifically the divine phase. So at this point, we've been through all the other phases of what I call a new tantra for connecting to your partner. You've worked on trust and safety and grounding and exploration of different levels of orgasm. You've worked on energy and the exchange of energy within yourself, within your partner, and between the two of you. And now we get into the divine phase. Now, before we jump into that too far, a quick shout out to new listeners in Halifax, Canada. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining me. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. So let's get into this now. Having experienced your partner's physical and energetic magnificence, you're going to naturally start to suspect that they are divine. And you would be right. You will begin to see the god or goddess in your partner. They seem to glow with the light of the divine. Now, the idea of your inner god and goddess is an ancient one. The divine feminine and the divine masculine are worth exploration. But these concepts, however, are easily misunderstood. We each have, in whatever culture we grew up in, a concept of masculine and are handed concepts of what is desirable. And we're handed stereotypes about masculine and feminine. I have not seen one yet that was correct or came anywhere close to expressing the full nature of the divine masculine and divine feminine. So let's reset these concepts now so that we can really see both sides of each. The concept of yin and yang makes a really nice starting point. Yin represents the feminine, and yang represents the masculine. In that all-familiar yin-yang symbol, each is equal. They complete each other, and don't forget about those dots in the middle. They are included within each other. The masculine and the feminine are never alone. They are always in balance. The divine masculine and divine feminine are both within each of us. Both of them are there. Now, you may find that you tend toward one of them more than the other in the presence of your partner, and that your partner tends to the opposite in a way that sees you completing each other nicely. But when you're on your own, you may find that the other side comes out more strongly to balance you within yourself. So, what is masculine and what is feminine? There's a misconception that masculine is assertive or penetrating, and feminine is receptive or yielding. I would argue that both have assertive or penetrating qualities and that both have receptive or yielding qualities. So the divine feminine can receive from the divine masculine. That's kind of the obvious state. That's the first one we all think of. Now that could include receiving any number of things. But much more important is how the divine masculine can learn to hold a space open in a protective strength to receive the feminine, for the divine feminine to enter assertive and expansive in her power. Now, we're not taught this aspect as children, but we must often kind of stumble upon it in later years. Now, this arrangement, this service to each other, is the key to truly deep connection. Sometimes you hold the space for your partner to enter and express. And sometimes your partner holds the space for you to enter and express. If you think about it, it's not much different than a well-balanced conversation. One person speaks while the other listens and acknowledges. Then the other person speaks. And here, holding space means defining a physical and energetic space and protecting it while the partner enters that space and expresses themselves fully without fear of judgment. So why is this so rare? Well, it's not rare at all in a healthy conversation. But I see many couples that are still stuck. They're missing the key ingredient to see this idea really fully expressed in their partnership. On the one hand, it's really common to see the masculine as provider and the feminine as nurturing. Well, that's a really age-old idea. And we even rail against it, calling it repressive, when all we really need to do is balance it out. Yes, the masculine can provide physically. Yes, the feminine can nurture. And yes, the masculine can protect this space. And yes, please, the feminine can choose to enter that space to dance and swirl and expand her energies and experience her power. And the masculine need not be afraid, but need only be fascinated and in awe of her. And yes, he can nurture her expansion and growth in this sacred space. And all of this takes place simply between the two of you. The bedroom is just one place of that kind of expression. The divine feminine, in her full power, is as assertive and penetrative as the divine masculine ever is. Now, this can be intimidating and downright terrifying to the inexperienced. You have to be comfortable with yourself in your own full expression before you can be comfortable with someone else in theirs. As you get older and more experienced, you'll find it incredibly enjoyable to relinquish yourself to your partner's divine expression and to hold space for them to revel in it, masculine and feminine alike. It doesn't matter. So in terms of our efforts here, practice seeing the divine in your partner and in yourself. Alternate creating spaces, physical spaces, energetic spaces, emotional spaces. Hold it and protect that space. And then enter those spaces to express yourself and expand your divine nature. Now, that can mean a lot of things. Maybe you have a room where no judgment is ever allowed. You might have a time when you each get to fully express your wild side. You might honor the divine in each other in all manner of ways. Get creative. Read up on these ideas from every source you can get your hands on and see where it takes you. Most importantly, nurture your own divine nature through your own personal development and encourage your partner to do the same. Keep doing the work. Keep seeking that light within yourself. Keep uncovering it. Keep uncovering that divine nature. And remember that when your partner is expressing themselves, it's just for you to hold and protect a space for them to do that. And then that need being fulfilled, they can then hold and protect that same space for you to express yourself in all kinds of ways, right? And these spaces are physical, energetic, emotional, all of the above. Sexuality and your activities in the bedroom or wherever else you choose are really just a laboratory for this concept of creating a sacred space, protecting and holding that space, and then expressing yourselves in that space without judgment, with nothing but caring and love and appreciation for the fact that you're expressing yourself. So take a little time to see it that way, to see the divine in your partner, to hold a space for them to express themselves, and to celebrate them for expressing themselves, and then allow them to do the same for you. It's a wonderful way to deepen your connection. Let me know how it works out for you, what you're working with right now, and how I can help. Follow the link in the show notes, and let me know how I can help on your journey. Thanks for joining me today, and as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.